What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number three. And one of the big questions, and again, our corporate media doesn't ask this. It's too embarrassing, really. How is it that whatever attacked that Saudi refinery blew right past all of this U.S.-supplied weaponry? And apparently this Israeli defense engineer has sort of figured out what was going on. First of all, he says that the Patriot systems, which were protecting refineries, have a low efficiency against drone swarm attacks. And basically, former director of the Israel Missile Defense Organization, Uzi Rubin, has revealed in an interview with a defense news media outlet that Saudi air defenses, namely Patriot missile systems, failed to repel the combined drone and missile attack on the country's oil facilities due to the aerial assailants flying below the horizon. A situation the Patriots are not prepared to deal with. Apparently, the Patriot aims its radar above the horizon because that's where the incoming threat is supposed to be. What do you mean fly below the horizon? You're not allowed to do that. Ever hear of Doppler radar? It's used in military aircraft. Look down, shoot down radar systems. That caller we had on yesterday is right. The Patriot is two generations old. And the United States government is out there trying to arm twist countries to buy the Patriot instead of the S-400 and the now coming online S-500. It's like the U.S. government is out there trying to sell Edsels, countries that want to buy the Porsche. Anyway, Erdogan is planning to visit the Russian Black Sea resort of Sochi to meet with Putin on the 22nd. Yeah. Guess what, Donald? Turkey is now going into the Russian orbit. We could lose Turkey as a NATO ally, which to me is not such a big loss. God, they have botched this up so bad. Well, you know, look at what's going on here. This whole thing with Hunter Biden and Joe Biden. People are getting promotions. They're getting into these positions of power and influence because they've got the family connections. You've got the family name here. I remember the movie Top Gun, which is one of my favorite movies here. And Tom Cruise is being ripped up one side and down the other by the commander of the air group on board the carrier where he's serving is saying, you know, your family name ain't the best in the Navy. I'm sorry. I don't think we should be running the U.S. military under the rules of heraldry, but that's just me. I'm silly that way. What can I tell you? Article coming on out here, U.S. sanctions could push Turkey to leave NATO. So long. Don't let the door hit you on the way out. Apparently, Warren has deleted the tweet where she brags about being a Native American. Okay, well, good for that. It's not going to go away. It's definitely not going to go away because we will not let it go away. We in the independent media are going to keep that one alive. Now, I think Joe Biden is a wreck. I think he is too old to be president here. But Warren lied to us all. She lied about being Native American. She used that status to obtain special advantages. You know, she refused a DNA test for the longest time, and when the DNA test came on back, I mean, I've got more Native American blood in me than Elizabeth Warren does. Goes back to an incident that happened in the 1600s. Little story here. some of my ancestors were traveling from Boston to Concord, New Hampshire. It was a two-day trip. And so they had this Huron Indian guide. And so obviously halfway through, they make camp for the night. They're sitting there. There's a fire going. And one of my female ancestors is there, who was notorious for hard of hearing. Couldn't really hear. So the Huron guide turns to her and says, well, you want to go to sleep or what? She goes, what? That's why I have Huron blood in me. But I'm not running for political office, so it doesn't really matter. All right, we're talking about human-caused global warming, which does not exist. Vancouver just had their coldest October 10th in 123 years. Don't tell me the planet is warming up, or I'll get grouchy. Don't make me grouchy. You wouldn't like me when I'm grouchy. Ask Claire. Article out of Investment Watch blog, climate change scientists lie about everything by cherry-picking different time windows for every study, graph, or news announcement. And yes, they do. And Al Gore got caught doing it himself in his mockumentary. Oh, we got a caller on the line. All right, let me finish this thing about Al Gore. In his mockumentary about Inconvenient Truth, he reversed the growth charts for CO2 and global temperature to make it look like increasing carbon dioxide warmed the Earth. The reverse was actually true. When you zoomed into the scale, you found that the Earth warmed first, and then, because of increased bioactivity, it produced more carbon dioxide. See? Makes sense. This is why I wish they would emphasize science education in school a lot more here. All right, we have a caller on the line. Rick in Arizona. Aloha, Rick. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? Rick, are you there? I'm not hearing a Rick. All right, okay. Well, I don't know. Moving along here. Now, as you're probably already aware, there's this young lady from Sweden, Greta Thunberg. She's this Swedish child climate activist. And those people who are seeking to part you from your money, they love children. Children are great at getting you to let go of your money, to let go of your authority, to let go of your freedoms. Oh, it's for the children. We really must. Well, it turns out that this Greta Thunberg is actually linked in with Al Gore and his people. She's just another tool. She's willing to go along with it because it means world travel and world fame. See, I wouldn't do that. I've already had the world travel and the world fame because of my various career choices. But there are people out there who, for the sake of a little attention in the media, they can be convinced to say and do anything. Okay, did we get Rick in Arizona back? Apparently not. All righty, this is not a very pleasant story. Okay. Rick, are you there?
Yeah, I just got done talking to your operator. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, and good thing, because I was about to put your face on a milk carton.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I just, for some reason. But, yeah, I just got to make a couple of comments.
You it's know, American that, technology.
Yeah, Matt's probably Skype. What we got to consider with this Saudi Arabia attack is they could have just as well strapped some explosives to those refineries and blew them up, and they did, there was no attack, because the end result was they got 3,000 troops and more Patriot missiles. I'm suspicious on anything that happens in the Middle East. You know, they could very well just have blown them up themselves, and that's how they bypassed their radar. As far as what's going on with I almost lost my train of thought here. As far as Trump, what the hell is I going to say now? It's really ticking me off.
Oh, don't use bad words on this here radio. We'll get in trouble with the FCC.
Yeah. Well, one thing I can say about Trump is a Trump voter is kind of like a battered woman. You know, you tell her what she wants to hear, and she comes right back to you.
Not in my case.
The guy from Brazil.
Not in my case. He's lost me.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah,
that
Mike
guy
from
Brazil,
Brazil
that
yeah.
called in. Yeah. He was saying the same thing I was saying about some of these lawsuits, like Fetzer's lawsuit claiming that he's getting sued by Posner. All a lawyer has to do is, in discovery, say, you produce the official crime scene photos of those dead kids at Sandy Hook, okay, and you'll win your case, okay? But there is no crime
scene
photos.
And we're talking about just one kid. Talking about Posner's supposed 6-year-old son, and Wolfgang and Fetzner were not allowed their own jury. The jury was only brought in to decide the award, which of course was gigantic. They're conducting lawfare against anybody who challenges the official story on anything.
Yeah, well, you know, it's hard to say what's going on here. I don't even know if there's lawsuits in action here. I mean, Alex Jones claims he's getting sued, but I'm totally convinced there are no dead kids. There's no dead kids, and there's no pictures. There's no crime scene photos. You have no case. So I don't really know what's going on here. I don't know who to believe here anymore. But
we live in a government that lies, cheats, and steals to get its way. And I grew up believing that there was a justice system. I grew up believing that the guilty were punished and the innocent were protected. And I learned the hard way during the Vince Foster case that is certainly not what happens, okay? That those who try and do the right thing, see something, say something, we've all heard that expression, that's exactly what I did, and it destroyed the life that I had worked to build. Okay, and that's why instead of being in Hollywood or Munich or Rome, I'm here in the wilds of Indiana.
Yeah, well, look, a jury's not going to fly for that crap. I mean, if you're getting sued for real lots of money, you get a jury trial. You don't drop it into the hands of a judge. You get a jury trial. If somebody's suing you for any kind of money, you get a jury.
They were denied a jury trial.
That can't happen. My brother-in-law's attorney. My brother-in-law's an attorney. I talked to him about this. He says there's something wrong with this lawsuit. You cannot. No.
Of course there's something wrong with it. There is something wrong with it because the government is going to do whatever they want to do to make the point they're trying to make, and they didn't even bring in a jury until it was time to decide on an award, of $450,000. I mean, that's utterly ridiculous, but again, we have to understand, Fetzner made some statements that could be considered defamatory, and that's what he got sued for. He didn't get sued for the entire book. He didn't get sued for the book's title, that nobody died at Sandy Hook. Basically, it all came down to his claim that the death certificate for Posner's child was a forgery. Now, that itself was never put to the test.
Yeah, well, anyhow, that's all I have to say about that. Thanks for taking my call, Mike.
All right, you got it here. Thank you very much for the phone call. Boy, it's getting dark out there. All righty, and we knew this was going to happen. Typhoon Hagibis has hit Japan, and over at this temporary storage facility that was containing some of the bags of radioactive contaminants from the Fukushima meltdown were inundated by floodwaters. And 2,667 radioactive bags have been swept away into the Pacific Ocean. Well, actually, into a stream 100 meters away and from there to the Pacific Ocean. And so far, they've only recovered 6 of the bags. What a mess that they have made there. All right, we talked about this earlier in the week, but we're going to talk about it again. We're coming up on Halloween. And Halloween is a time of year where you dress up and you pretend to be things that maybe you're not during the rest of the year. I have a Dracula outfit and I have this wonderful mountain man outfit, and I have this pirate outfit that I really like. But of course, already the social justice warriors are out there saying, no, you can't do this. You're going to offend somebody. And, nobody was offended when we dressed up for Halloween when I was a kid. Nobody cared. They would admire the costume and they'd say, here, have a treat. So apparently, starting over at Michigan State University, an institution of higher indoctrination, they're already out there saying that you will not be allowed to wear certain offensive costumes because we can't allow anybody anywhere on planet Earth, or indeed the entire solar system, to be offended. Apparently, an elementary school in the Chicago suburb of Evanston announced they're canceling Halloween altogether. Forget it. It's not going to happen. Concerns that children who did not celebrate the holiday would be offended by the costumes and the spooky treats. This is from the North Cook News. Well, what about, is the next target going to be Christmas itself? Because not every child celebrates Christmas. You know, you've got the Jews are selling Hanukkah, celebrating Hanukkah, rather. You've got the Muslims celebrating. I don't actually know what the Muslims celebrate, but it isn't Christmas. So what are you going to do? You're going to cancel Christmas? It's right out of Kevin Costner's Robin Hood. We're canceling Christmas. Apparently, a Wisconsin school followed suit, calling Halloween inappropriate and not inclusive, and they banned parades, parties, and costume wearing in school. Supervisors at the school district claimed that the holiday made certain children feel excluded and highlighted inequalities. Well, I got a flash for you. We're not all equal, and you can't make us equal. We are each and every one of us a unique individual, a product of our genetic heritage and our life experience. And we're not all going to run around saying I'm equal to everybody else to please the liberals, because you can't make them happy anyway. Apparently, over in Scotland, one school swapped out Halloween for the autumn dance. And concerns that forcing kids to purchase Halloween costumes to wear to school would put a strain on family budgets. when I was a kid, you didn't buy Halloween costumes. You made them. You'd get some old rags out. You'd get needle and thread. Make your own costumes. It's just insane here. Alrighty. So anyway, Michigan State University leads the way this year, saying that, you can't do this, you can't do that, we can't afford to offend anybody. Well, I'm offended by Michigan State University. That's it. I'm offended by the Michiganders. So they released their rules late last week, and they've got posters across campus asking students to consider whether their planned costumes are racially, culturally, or ethnically based. I don't know. Most pirates were Spanish. Does that apply to my pirate costume? It's crazy out there. Okay, we're coming up here on another commercial break, and then we've got a couple of callers waiting on the line, and we will be right back.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go back to the phones here to Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, good day to you. Speaking of Halloween, I recommend you and Dustin go see that movie, Addams Family. It has to do with New Jersey. I think you'll get a kick out of it. I really recommend anybody from Jersey, New Jersey, to see that movie, the Addams Family movie. But yeah, Mike, what's on my mind is what I heard today about Jesse Smollett.
Yes.
They're basically trying to cover this still up, and this guy, it was $130,000 in overtime. They're trying, the media's keeping this out of the media, but there's one network that does talk about it, OAN. And Jesse Smollett, if this would have been reversed, Michael, and this would have really happened, if they just really would have went down, you would be hearing about this still to this day, and the debates and all that. These Democratic debates, how poor Smollett was beat up by white guys and Donald Trump make America great again hats on. I mean, what hypocrisy and what disgraceful lying criminals that are controlling the media. It's absolutely appalling. Yeah, what's going on with the media. And this Jesse Smollett guy, just, he got off scot-free, basically. The biggest
hoax
there is.
Yep.
And, Chicago's off the chain, as you well know. You talk about it. It's off the chain. the demon rats, they keep talking about Trump and collusion and this and nonsense and that nonsense. These people are the biggest criminal element enterprise there is as far as immigration, you know, all this nonsensical health care and all this nonsensical crap that these demon rats push by the American public. And I hate to say it, Michael, you got a lot of uninformed voters. They're just total dummies. You got a lot of dummies.
Yeah.
And
it was intentional.
I would like to know what your take is on Brexit, too. What do you think is going to happen with Brexit on October 31st, Halloween?
I don't think Boris Johnson's going to meet his self-imposed deadline. And I think if they don't resolve this, if they don't yield to the will of the British voters, this could literally result in a European civil war.
That's what I'm thinking, Michael. Exactly what you're saying. I think the same thing.
Yeah.
I think Ireland's going to blow. They're flooding Ireland with a lot of Muslims. I mean, I think things are ready to blow in Europe way quicker than they are in the United States. That's my opinion.
Yeah, I agree.
And I honestly got to say, you know, what's going on with the media in this country, like you had said yesterday, and we talked about it yesterday, until I see one of these major networks actually fold to the go and be bought out by a bunch of, where it actually goes more to the mainstream right.
Yeah.
The narrative with these liberals is just disgusting. This guy Schiff, Shifty Schiff, he's working for Israel. Schumer's working for Israel. These people are actually, you know, well, let's not kid it. Well, the other callers tell you the same thing. These people are working for the state of Israel. They're not working for the United States.
Of course not.
And they want to flood this country to all these illegal voters, the swing these states, like I tell you. And look, Ronald Reagan's from California. And you couldn't get a Republican, no Republican guy that's going to run for president probably in the next 100 years is going to have an opportunity to get a vote to win the Electoral College in the state of California, to win those electoral votes. So, you know, the point of the matter is that the media is so ruthless and such lying hypocrites that I don't know who's running the media, the Rothschilds, the Soroses, or who?
Well, it's competing interests. It's competing interests. I mean, the one thing you need to understand is there's no one monolithic control system in power. It's factions. It's various factions that are fighting with each other, and they're fighting control for their agenda, whether it's globalism or, you know, who knows what the heck.
Yes, yes, you're absolutely right. Mike, let me ask you this, and maybe you can help me out with this guy. I would really like your research that you know about this, because I don't. As far as Joe Biden's son, Hunter, is this guy absolutely, was he kicked out of the Navy for cocaine possession? I like to know that, and the media's not talking about it, especially, like, not even Fox News talks about it much. OAN talks a little bit about it. But I actually got to know, is it, this guy, was he really kicked out of the Navy, or was it the others? Was it Hunter that was kicked out of the Navy for cocaine?
Apparently he was. Apparently he's been in and out of rehab something like 7 or 8 times.
So then he got on the board of Amtrak, and from Amtrak he went to this place in Ukraine, and from Ukraine he goes to China. So this guy's an expert at all these organizing these corporations, I guess, whatever his job was, sitting on the board. And this guy was a cokehead, but now he's a super millionaire. Is that what I'm understanding here with through the media? How is that possible? Usually when you get a
criminal record, any kind of job, you don't even get a vice president. Okay. Daddy was the vice president. That's Hunter Biden has admitted on video, Daddy was the vice president. Anyway, listen, we got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now to Angioprim.com. That's Angioprim.com. Or to speak with a trained consultant, give Angioprim a call at 954-882-7221. That's 954-882-7221.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to take a few more phone calls, starting with Mike in Brazil. Aloha, Mike. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Mike. It's a pleasure talking to you. Who's your daddy? Yeah, it's very funny.
I'm caught in the quandary here. I mean, I want to go on saying aloha, America, because that's what everybody knows me by, and it's like I've been saying it for like 14, 15 years, and yet it's not appropriate from here in Indiana, you know, and I'm still learning about the place here, and, you know, it's wonderful. I mean, the trees are really turning to fall. There's this really big bird out there on the horizon, keeps going back and forth. I think it's a bald eagle.
Who cares, Mike? I mean, whatever you like, you know.
I care. I care about the symbol of America's military supremacy. So there.
Oh, now you're saying something. No, really. I mean, this is funny. I mean, I don't know who came up with this stuff. Who's your daddy? But kudos to him. Okay. Anyway, the reason I called was about I heard this gentleman that called earlier. I think about three calls ago, he was talking about Sandy Hook. Okay,
yes.
Well, people need to remember one thing, okay? First of all, when you have a mass shooting, okay, such as, you know, the magnitude of this one in particular, you don't have porta potties and you don't have police signing here, okay? You remember those signs? Mm-hmm. They're all over the place. Please sign in. This is the place to sign in. Sign in to what? What exactly was going on that you need to sign
in? I remember that video from the sheriff of that whole area where he literally went on national TV and said, I will prosecute anybody promoting some kind of a conspiracy theory about what happened here today. I mean, and to the, me, that was the red warning flag saying, you know.
Yeah, you're talking about
might
that,
well, like, glue a neon sign to your forehead, I am a liar.
Yeah, you're talking about that police lieutenant who also said that I hope that, well, quoting his own words, what he said, okay, I'm not making this up, okay, neither am I paraphrasing him. He said, I hope this thing is not going to come crashing down on your heads. Okay, so that's another red flag right there and there. So he knew what he was talking about. But the crucial point I'm trying to make here is this guy Fetzer, I could represent him. I'm not a lawyer. You know that. I said that yesterday when I called in. My father was a lawyer. He was a very successful one. He only lost six cases in 50 years of practicing law. Six cases he lost in 50 years. So I think that's a damn good record that he has.
That's a very good record.
Yeah, well, I probably inherited the genes from him, but I tell you what, I could represent this guy and win the case for him if they would allow me to.
That's exactly, you just hit the nail on the head. They won't allow you to. It's like the case with the Boston Marathon bombing. I mean, I have made it very clear. There is a reasonable doubt that these two kids carried the bombing out. And it's in the photographs taken at the actual scene there. You know, but they had this so-called defense attorney who walked on in and said, oh, they did it. End of story. That's how our system works.
As a defense attorney, what I would do, I would ask for the exhumation of the bodies. They must have some bodies buried, right? I mean, we had 27 kids being killed.
I know you mentioned that, and it's a good idea. It's not even really necessary. We know the school itself was decommissioned. It was inactive. There was no computer activity. There was no telephone activity.
It is a legitimate request that I'm asking because, I'm asking to see the bodies. You know what they call habeas corpus, and it makes legal sense,
Mike. It makes legal sense, but it's poor politics because they're going to get out there and say, "Oh, they're going to dig up the remains of these poor shot up 6 and 7 year olds and everything just for this gratuitous conspiracy theory." And I'm sorry, I don't agree with this demand for an exhumation. Simply because we don't need it. We don't need it. We don't need it. We don't need
it. All the time.
Mike, you're not listening to me. You're not listening to me. We don't need exhumations, okay? We know the school had been decommissioned. We know that there were no classes being taught there. It was being used for storage. It was filled with mold. The handrails were all broken. There was no computer activity. There was no telephone activity. We know the school itself was a theater shell. It was a set. We don't need to start digging up bodies and handing the enemy an opportunity to play for sympathy.
Mike, this is not the first time bodies were exhumed, okay? Nor will it be the last time.
I get that. I get that, Mike. Okay, but politics is perception. And I'm telling you right now.
That's what I'm saying. Let's find out who's buried there. Because they claim that 27 kids were killed that day.
Mike,
we want to find out where their bodies are.
All right, I'll tell you what. You want to go ahead and try and get an exhumation order? Go ahead. But I'm telling you, you're sailing your ship onto the rocks on this one.
Not according to some people, Mike. Some people said we should ask for some exhumation orders from a judge.
We don't need it.
Their case rests on this premise that there were 27 kids killed that day. Okay, fine. Prove it. They cannot prove it, Mike. The paramedics, and I think I told you some calls ago, and I used to call maybe 3 weeks ago or so, that I used to be a paramedic. Whenever we have an emergency, we send the paramedics in and pick up the bodies.
Yeah.
No paramedic was allowed in. Why?
Yes.
This is my question.
No,
why
I understand all of that. Mike, I understand and agree with all of that. What I'm telling you is from perception management, okay, you know, demanding the exhumation of the bodies of the children, that's a bad move. It's a bad move, and we have enough evidence that something funny was going on that we don't need to do that. If you want to try for an exhumation order, go ahead, but I'm telling you, you're making a huge mistake. I'm going to start calling you Captain E.J. Smith, okay?
Well, Mike, point out to me, where's the mistake that I'm making?
That you are making is in the public perception, how the public will perceive digging up the bodies of these little children.
Well, what would happen if exhumation would turn out nothing but a bunch of sandbags in a coffin?
Do you think this government would hesitate to round up maybe 50, 27 orphan homeless children on the streets of America, and gun them down to put in those coffins?
Well, I guess that's a little too late now, isn't it?
Maybe, maybe not.
I mean, we're talking about 2000 and, 2011 that this thing happened?
Maybe the government in 2011 went out and found a bunch of homeless kids and shot and killed them and put them in those graves. You know, I mean, we know a lot of funny stuff happened. We know a lot of those parents got their mortgages paid off. Okay.
Yeah.
Posner deal absolutely sucks, and I'm in agreement there. But I'm telling you from the perception of the public, digging up those kids, bad move.
Mike, but the thing is this: Fetzer and Wolfgang Halbig, they have the right to discovery, and this is part of the process of discovery.
I am not arguing with that, Mike. I'm telling you it is a bad public relations PR perception move, and you're not hearing me. Totally locked into... all right, okay. Well, Mike, thank you very much. We're going to let you go and switch over to Nancy in California. Aloha, Nancy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hello, Mike.
Hi.
I was calling because Tom had a question. And I believe that there is an answer. Joel Stein said that the Jews control the media, and he said we're not going to apologize, and as long as we can continue controlling it, that's all that matters.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with that?
I'm very familiar with that, yes.
Okay, so there's that. And then as far as there being a lot of factions when it comes to control, I think that the one main control freak, if you will, is the Rothschilds.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Rothschilds are part of the cabal that controls the private central banking cartel.
Absolutely.
And you have other groups that are interested in being in control of the media, like Harvey Weinstein. And you have other groups that are interested in being in control of both corporate and social media, like Zuckerberg, because being in control is what they think they're supposed to be. They're raised to think that way. We are the chosen ones. We are here to make decisions for others. In fact, I remember when I was working on Lost and we had this director who shall remain anonymous, and we were making some decisions about set decoration on a location. And he said, we're going to do this, 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 and this, and this. I said, why? And he said, well, because, you know, it's up to we Jews to determine what the populist is. And he wasn't kidding. He actually meant it.
Yeah. Well, there you go. that is the main control apparatus. And
that's the main problem. These people are raised to believe they're supposed to be in charge of the world.
Right.
And that's ridiculous because I'm supposed to be in charge of the world.
I wish you were, Mike. I think it'd be a better world.
Yeah, but then I'd have to make everything work.
Well, I think you're capable.
All right, well, thank you very much. I appreciate the confidence here. You're now in charge of my 2020 presidential campaign.
Have a good day.
All right, thanks. We're going to switch over to Al in Canada. Aloha, Al. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Your desire to run the world flies directly in the face of my desire to run the world.
Well, so we could do it in partnership.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I got a deal.
You get planet Earth, I get the solar system.
Deal. You know, those asteroids
in the other room laughing their head off.
Comets that fly in are going to hit you before they hit me.
Probably. I'm willing to live with that risk. I really am.
So when I called in, you were still talking about Sandy Hook. And as soon as you started talking about it, the first thing I thought of was the mortgages that were paid.
Yes.
Just by coincidence. But because that's usually like one of the big things, right? The money stands out with, quote, money. I hate calling the currency stands out. And that, you know, greed and power, now it's, I suppose for these people, it's power now. I don't see how they can be any greedier as far as amassing a fortune. They have pretty much all of it now. So.
Yeah, and you know, it's inflating to the point of worthlessness. That's where it's going to backfire on them.
That's the intrinsic value of paper is really nothing.
It really isn't.
Right? That's why they delink the gold. I mean, metals, precious metals are called precious for a reason.
Well, that's not why Nixon delinked from gold. He delinked from gold because we just didn't have enough of it to cover all the Federal Reserve notes that the Federal Reserve had printed up in defiance of the restrictions of Bretton Woods.
Yep, and Chirac called him out on it.
Yeah, yeah.
Who recently just died, and that's pretty much that. And then, of course, you know, this they go to Saudi Arabia and all the oil-producing nations, and the petrodollar is born.
Yep.
And Trump is pulling back on the war dollar. So, he's trying. How does the United States get away from being a wartime economy where basically almost all of your manufacturing and subsequently everything after that, right down to the people that are eating and buying the food, is part of this wartime economy? How do you transition from that?
The problem is it's a one-way trip. We used to be an agricultural power. We used to be a manufacturing power. And then the war hawks got in place and said, we don't need to do that stuff. We'll just conquer these other countries and take their wealth. And there really is no easy way to go back because of the influence wielded by the military-industrial complex unless you let the entire system collapse.
You've been saying that for a long time. And
I'm surprised it's still intact. I really thought it was going to be gone by now.
Well, snowfalls used to be a thing of the past, so don't feel bad, Mike. Have you? It's coming.
I feel absolutely horrible.
Oh, it's definitely coming. It's definitely coming. Yeah. Actually, there's. I was reading, or maybe you were talking about it. About everyone's kind of agreeing now that there has to be some kind of global economic reset.
Yes. What is it they're resetting us into?
Exactly.
Is it going to be a new form of capitalism, a new form of fascism? I think that's what they want, or socialism. I know the liberals want socialism. The Republicans want hardcore fascism. I mean, they almost got rid of Franklin Roosevelt over that issue.
Yeah. Well, how about we get rid of the isms and go back to what we already know, what we should do. You know, I was a big fan of Jacques Fresco. you know, yeah. the Venus Project sort of thing, where
yes.
we really do know, instead of looking at how we can screw each other over, why don't we look at what we have left? Actually have left right here on this planet, and how we can use that to make sure that we can get more by going out there.
Well, you know, the big problem right now that we're all facing, the big problem that we're all facing right now with all this, you know, LGBTQ nonsense, and we don't know what bathroom we're supposed to use, and, you know, it's okay to touch children intimately. We've lost our moral compass. And as long as we've lost our moral compass, we don't know how to do the right thing anymore. So we just get led around by the nose. All right, Al, got to let you go. Got to take a break for commercials. Thanks, we'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today here. And I want to get on back to this story about how Halloween is being, for all intents and purposes, eviscerated. Oh, you can't have a costume like this. You might offend somebody. So apparently the college, we're talking about the University of Michigan. Michigan State University, rather, way. And the College Fix reports that they've put up these posters all over the campus showing what not to do. And the placards feature examples of costume fails, like a guy dressed like a mariachi, women dressed as a Native American or in a Japanese kimono, and apparently space aliens are now banned because of the linkage to illegal aliens. Well, what am I going to do with this 6-foot-wide papier-mâché head with 5 antenna on it? So the American Mirror, which covers incidents of far-left nonsense across the education system, got hold of one of the posters, which provides strict guidelines to students celebrating both on and off campus. They're even telling you what costumes you have to wear or not wear when you're not even on campus. No sombreros, no mustaches. I'm sorry, I grew this one. I can't take it off. This is part of me right here. Right there. No Nazi gear. I can sort of go along with that one. No Rastafarians, no illegal aliens, no Middle Eastern attire or other racially, culturally, or ethnically based costumes. So their students are warned to avoid any costume that involves cultural appropriation, which is Western appropriations of non-Western or non-white forms. I mean, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Halloween is supposed to be a time where you go on out and you play dress up. And when I was a kid, playing dress up was not a big deal. That's what the holiday was for. Nobody was offended. You showed up at somebody's house dressed as an Arab. You got a candy bar. What's wrong with that? Now, being a former actor, I do like Halloween. And I do have, that I've kept through the years, some moderately decent Halloween costumes. And I don't think they're culturally insensitive. And you know something? I don't care. All right? I'm going to dress up as a pirate. If you have a problem with that, too bad. If I dress up like Dracula, what are we going to do? Offend everybody in Transylvania and Europe? Oh, you can't do that. He's going to go blah, blah, blah. Too bad. Be offended. I don't care. All right, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here. Stay tuned for John Steadmiller. I am certain he has got interesting things for you today. Please spread the word of RBN. We need to build our audience. We need to grow our audience desperately. Spread the word for whatreallyhappened.com. Same thing. We need to grow our audience. We need more people coming on in here. We need to share what we know with each other during these very, very difficult and dangerous times. So we'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.